The Rambam in Perakei, because Chometz Matzah, Halacha Chav Kimel, says that Kli Matros Ukli Avonim Shenestamish Bem Chometz Beroschim Bekli Rishin Kagon Kederes VeIlfasin Nosenosum To Kli Godol Shalmaim Mamale Aleim Maim Marsichin Besocho Ach Yiflatu VeAchkach Shotev Olsom Betzonin Umestamish Bem Bematzah. V'chein Hasakinu Matziach Es Alav. So if you look in the Magen Mishnah, he points out it says by Shbudin v'askalus, it's we don't know that it's machlok v'shainim as relates to chametz bePesach. Do you need hagola sufficient, or do you need libun, which depends whether chametz is considered isura bala or hetera bala. If it's a terebola, hagola is sufficient. If it's a suebola, then you require libun. And he says, since the Rambam doesn't mention that you require libun, it seems that hagola will be sufficient. Even though in Perek Yud Zalin, in Macholos Asuris, he says, lokeach sakuna akum, the Rambam there requires libun. And here it doesn't mention libun, so from the Rambam it says that it seems that the Rambam holds that chometz is hetera bala, and that's why hagola will suffice by sakinim. However, if you look in the Rambam in Perek Ches from Maisa Kabonus Halacha Yudalid, when he speaks about the halacha of merikin shtifa of kelim that were used for kochim, so the Rambam holds that by chatas, if the kli was a kli cheres, so then it requires shvira. But the Ram says if it was other kachim kalam example, all that's required is merikin shtifa, because merikin is bechamim, shtifa is betzoinen, and that's the equivalent of hagola, and that works even by kli cheres. So the Raiva disagrees, and the Raiva says lo yadati mau ekev achila. The Ram says that you require to do the hagola, the merikin shtifa, immediately after this man isa. The Raiva disagrees, and he says that the hagola is done after it becomes nosa. But till then, there's no reason to do it. The halacha is to kasha the kli, and the Rambam thinks that the hagola has to be done before to be meoneya from the chalois nosa. However, the difficulty is, how can the Ram say that it's sufficient to do merikin shtifa if it's other kachim by klicheres? The Gemara says in Pesachim and Daf Lamed, HaTorah Hi'idah Klicheres Sheinu Yotzei Midei Daf Le'olam. The Torah is meyid, Deirin Pasat Tzav, since it requires shvira, that Hagola doesn't work. So how can the Ram say that Hagola is sufficient? It's only by Chatas, a separate Xeris HaKosov. So Reb Chaim explained, because the Rambam is lishitaso, that the Ram thinks that the Hagola is taking place before it becomes noisa. So therefore, at that point, it's still hetera bala. And the Ram thinks, even by klicheres, hetera bala, that if it's hetera bala, Hagola works, even by klicheres. And the Gemara that says that it requires shvira, that's only a separate mitzvah by kochim, it's only by chatas. And apparently, that the it's a separate halacha by Pesach that kelim shenishtamshu bechametz klicheres requires shvira. Except the question is then: does the stira him the shita of Rambam? Because the Rambam paskins, the Magen Mishnah suggests, as I mentioned in the beginning, that chametz is a terer bala, and that's why sakinim only require hagola. And still, he says that by klicheres, it requires shvira by chametz, even though the Rambam, according to the way Reb Chaim explained, the Rambam by klicheres, if it's hetera by kochim, if not chatas, before this man isa, hagola is sufficient even by klicheres. So if chametz is hetera bala, why do you require shvira by klicheres? So the Rav explained that there's a special halacha the Rambam holds of kashrin kelim for Pesach, and this is a din drabanan, that aside from the halacha that hagola is maflit the tam, hagola is mati the hishtamshus of a kli, and that din hagola that hagola is a matir, that halacha is said is it we learn from the halacha of kli cheres of mirkin shtifa, because mirkin shtifa is a keem as well. As opposed to regular hagola, merika shtifa has to be dafka b'makom kodesh, and requires not only merika b'chamin, but also shtifa b'tzoinim with cold water. So that halacha is a separate halacha kim of merika shtifa, and that halacha by kotchim the Rambam has borrowed for Pesach as well. Because there's a separate halacha by Pesach, the separate halacha midrabanon, that you acquire. The Rambam says that when he speaks about the halacha of kasher and kelim by Pesach, he mentions magilim b'chamim and then shofrim b'tzonin over and over again. And then he also says, after he says that, umishtamish behem matzah. Why? Of course, mishtamish behem matzah. You kasher the kli. But the Rambam is telling us, the Rav said, that it's not just to be maflit the isur or the chometz. It's also to be matzah hishtamshus of a kli, because there's a separate chalois isur on kelim of chometz to kelim to be used on Pesach. And the Rav pointed out that in the yoitzer for Shabbos Agodol, which is written by Yosef Ellen, it says, Andu agnu veitziu dukunu pachwa, af agav de maflik lu shapir, lishtamushe behu asira. That these are klicheres, that even though through hagola it's maflit, presumably because it's hedeva bola, still there's a separate isha to be mishtamish in it. And that, presumably, that separate isha, that's what we learn from Antonis Kamohim Sochim, of Ktevis Pesach Yishaveru. And if you look also in the Yoitzer of Shabbos HaGadol, he says, Sakine deshtamish b'uchamira l'uruchin im efshel ha'soshim chadoshim heim eshubochim v'im lo mag'ilim b'roschim b'uklirishin heim mitzuchzochim. That the loch is that l'chadchila, even though HaGadol works, you should l'chadchila try to buy new kelim, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in the Morgan Avraham, Simon, in Aruch Chaim, Tufnon, Aleph. And this is the source for it, this Yoitz of Shabbos Gadol. Why should there be a separate? We never find by Kli Isur that L'chadchili shouldn't, if you can kash them, they should kash them. But here you see by Pesach, there's a separate halacha that it's also to be mishtamish with kelim, which are chometz stick. Not only because if there's a bli in the Kli, that the hishtamshus, the kli itself is asa. And the Rav said it's interesting that most years, unless it's an Ibu Yor, Shabbos HaGadol falls pasus tzav. And he suggested that the reason for that is because tzav has the lochas of a rikin shtifa. So there's a separate din of hechsher kelim as relates to Pesach. And I would just add one thing to what the Rav said. In the Mefoshim, by the way, there's a Stephen Shulchan Aruch in Orachayim. The Mechaber requires, in this Tufnul Av, requires Libun by a Kli that was Nishtamish Bo Chometz Ayideh Ha'or. So you see from that Chometz is Isurabola, because that's why Hagola doesn't work. Yet nonetheless, in the next Simon, Tufnun Beis, the Mechaber passes that we consider Chometz to be a Heterabon, therefore not Bernat is Mutter. So it's a stira. So it could be, as we answered in the Rambam, even though chometz, according to Mechaber, is hetera bala, but there's a separate halacha on the kelim to be mishtamish with chometz to kechelim, and therefore it's not sufficient to do hagola. There's a separate halacha that requires libun.